When I go on dates, if they say they want to hang out for more than an hour, oof.
Who's introducing it?
Welcome back, Teabaggers, to the Official Tea Podcast with your hosts, Jordan, Nathan, and D-Bears.
Hello.
Ahaha.
On today's episode, we're discussing Mormons.
Dude, I'm surprised they didn't visit me.
What do you
I thought
mean?
business would be booming. Knowing that everyone's at home, I feel like they'd be coming to your house.
That was a
I
fake
thought
topic, but I guess you wanted to talk about
Mormons were like very reserved, like they're always prepared.
No, they go door knocking.
Yeah,
I
they
know,
hop
but
on
they
their
also like they also
mountain
like
bikes.
hoarder stuff, like waters and stuff, like for the
Oh, that's
second
true.
coming or something. I don't know. I don't know religion. But anyways, not talking about Mormons. Let's do a classic
Yeah.
COVID-19
No, goddamn
update. Farmers are getting a lot of money.
Where should we start?
I think cases are at like 2.2 million worldwide.
Oh, okay.
There was 12 deaths today in OC.
Really?
Only 12? Damn.
Yeah.
Oh God, you're gonna be able to hear my clicks on the recording.
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah, I thought we were safe.
Yeah, well.
I
Yeah,
thought
dude.
the OC
We're still number
bubble was
one.
a I thought we actually had a
I thought it was
dome
an
over
actual
the
bubble.
OC. Yeah, I thought it was a dome.
Yeah, like the Simpsons movie.
A classic.
Are we gonna talk about
Dude, it feels
do you
like
guys see Huntington?
Who?
Huh?
Oh, no, I was gonna say you go ahead, Jordan. I'll
I
bring
was
what I was
just going
gonna
to say,
say.
it feels like Disneyland everywhere. You have to wait in line to enter places now.
I don't think the places I've been going to, you don't have to.
Like
Yeah,
Costco and
you don't really
Walmart?
have to. Oh, Costco. Yeah, Costco.
Yeah, Costco, yeah.
You have to wait
Wait,
in line.
Walmart too?
Yeah, they won't even let you in without a mask.
What?
Dang. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of mask, I saw a TikTok where some guy got kicked out because he didn't get a mask. So he put a pan lid over his face while he was wearing a hoodie.
A pan lid? Like for when you're
Yeah, like a
cooking?
clear. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's like everywhere now.
I know.
There's just like pictures of people like
No.
with hoodies on, and then to just tighten it with the
Yep.
pan hood over, and they're like.
Like, all right, you're in. But yeah, did you guys see the protests in Huntington?
Oh, yeah. You sent that to me, didn't you?
No.
Oh, no, Dan, my friend Daniel
Yeah.
did.
Oh, Daniel did. Yeah, I was looking at it. It was super funny because it's like they're saying COVID-19's a lie, but they're wearing gear. It's
Are
like
they?
face masks and hazmat suits. Yeah.
I don't
If
even
you look at the
remember that.
videos, there's like one guy fully decked out in like a hazmat suit, and then his sign literally says COVID-19 is a lie.
Wait, who sent me that?
Didn't you guys
Pretty sure it
send
was
something
either
in the
me or
chat about
Daniel.
somebody thinking that there was 18 different strains of COVID-19 before this?
Oh yeah, Nathan sent that earlier today.
Oh yeah, so let me go do it. Yeah, so bitch ass Kellyanne Conway fucking speaks I forget who she's speaking for. She's on like CNN or something. I don't know. She's like
I'll look
doing
it
a
up. Continue
video.
the story.
She's just like talking her usual bullshit, and she's like, oh, it's COVID-19. You think we'd be prepared since there's 18 before this. I mean, little does she know that we named it COVID-19 because it surfaced in 2019, not because there's 19.
Not because of the strain number. But yeah, her position is counselor to the president.
Yeah,
So, you know, apple doesn't fall far from that tree.
Damn, D Bears, that was deep.
Wasn't it just beautiful?
Dude, was that a jab at our.
Wonderful president?
At our A1 president? Yeah, totally.
Well, I mean, farmers and agriculture people are getting a lot of money right now. and the government's buying a lot of produce from them. Just keep them sustained.
I would hope so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I watched it on YouTube yesterday.
Did you guys hear about the airline company that got bailed out?
And then all of them.
I'm trying to figure out which airline it was. But they all laid off their staff.
I think that might have been Delta.
Was it Delta?
Please tell me it wasn't Delta.
Why?
My uncle works for Delta.
Delta Airlines. Layoffs.
Dude, so many of your family works in businesses that I own stock in.
You know, it's life.
Oh, dude,
I'm connected.
Where was
it? I know people in places.
Dude, you are blood related to people in places.
Yep, blood is thicker than water, Feller.
And
that was beautiful.
You are longer than most humans.
I am longer than most humans?
Jesus
oh my
Christ.
God. I get what you were... I thought you were talking about, like, height. I'm like, no, I'm fucking
short.
Oh,
no, you're the smallest out of the three of us. Oh, wait, are you? Or is D-Bears?
D-Bears has, like, a
Who's
foot.
Taller than you?
D-Bears has, like, not a foot. He has, like, an inch on me.
I have, like, half a foot over
D-Bears is like, I have a whole nother body over Jordan.
If I'm comparing heights off the top of my head or that I remember, my brother, the top of his head is like a little bit halfway up my neck.
How would we?
Maybe less. I don't know.
How does your brother
half up your
reference?
Neck.
Huh? Wait. What do you mean? No, he's just shorter than me.
Aren't you like how tall?
He's like 5'7", 5'8", right, D-Bears?
Like 5'8" or 5'9", 5'8", around there.
Yeah. So is
maybe
his 10. Brother,
10 on good days.
His brother's at least 5 foot then.
Yeah.
So to be considered a little person, you have to be 4'11" or shorter.
Yeah.
Which back in the day was normal height. Napoleon was about 4 feet something.
Is that what you tell yourself to make yourself feel better?
Yep, if Napoleon was 4 foot something, I'm doing great.
Wait, who would just hit chat up?
Wait, no, don't read it. Don't read it.
It's
just a note for the editor.
Oh my god. God damn it.
It's a term.
I'm gonna have to find my audio clip again of the thing.
Of what thing?
The TV broadcast signal.
Oh, why? Why don't you just mute it?
Because it makes it more... No, because that's easy.
I just like a struggle. I just like to struggle.
I like to struggle a little bit.
It's a good motto.
No. Did you guys hear about... what was it? That TikTok that went trending for
dude,
a bit?
Dude, why do you love... Dude, what a turn you've taken.
I'm sorry, dude.
From,
TikTok has become... top-tier social media
shitting on TikTok to referencing TikTok for every single
story. I know. I flipped the switch on it.
Sorry,
why
what
are
you
measuring
saying?
Yourself?
I'm not.
I don't know. Can we pause and figure out why Jordan's measuring himself?
I'm not. I'm just...
You, like, took the tape out and spread it, like...
He just says ADD, and since he can't be on his phone right now, he needs like to fondle things with his hands.
That is true. That is true. I was playing with Pokemon cards a second ago.
Oh my god.
All right, D-Riz, what were you saying?
Okay,
about
fine.
Your TikTok?
No, I won't reference it anymore.
No, go, dude. We all have TikTok.
It was the couple that had like the most extremely racist thing I've ever seen in this year.
What was it?
Oh,
they were like making, and then it was that stupid water trend where you put a piece of paper in the sink, and you pour stuff that.
The TikTok was basically like making quote unquote a black person, and they were pouring like racial, you know, like stereotypes.
Oh, like funny.
Yeah, like they were thinking it was like good content, and then.
Well, TikTok is pretty.
I dug into the rabbit hole, And what happens was the boyfriend got expelled.
They both did.
Then both got expelled. And then the girlfriend tried making an apology video by stating that her boyfriend was the one that made her racist. But then people found other comments where she was like, what am I supposed to do? Apologize? Fuck that, stupid.
Can you just,
I'm paraphrasing that one.
Can you imagine like saying like, yeah, my significant other manipulated me into becoming a hateful racist.
Yeah, it was so dumb. I was like, yo, this is not the defense you're going to really take, are you?
Just coming out and admitting that you're a sheep.
Yeah.
A lesser
and then,
sheep.
Oh, the cherry on top of it, they can't graduate.
Well, yeah, they're expelled.
Yeah. Well, like, no, yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you know what I meant, but... Like, that's just, like, the nice little cherry on top.
I mean, it is the South. And the South holds no bounds sometimes.
I will Very say, true. D-Bears, you are pretty addicted to TikTok. Every night around 4 or 5 in the morning, you do send me random
Dude, you
TikToks.
You can't expose me like this.
Literally one night, I literally told him, just go to bed. Because he sent me like 3 in a row at 5 in the morning.
Oh, really?
Dude, okay. Like I said last time we recorded, it's part of my social media, like...
I dig it. I'm glad you're getting in the groove of it again.
I'm so lucky we're not actually recording video.
Yeah, we're zooming right now for those listening. We're zooming and booming. Oh, we got some nipples.
Jordan,
coming.
Why are you putting your nipple out?
Dude, that's your shirt is so stretched out.
Jordan, you got to save it for OnlyFans.
Yeah, it is stretched. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, dude, you're showing some
but it's very comfortable.
Cleavage.
Cleavage? Well, no, that's collarbone.
Yeah, Discord might have to ban Jordan.
Oh, no.
For being a titty streamer.
They're going to segregate him into actually getting an OnlyFans.
Exactly.
Dude, I was on the weird part of Twitter the other day.
What's the weird part of Twitter to you?
There's guys
Not
that
news.
Have OnlyFans, too.
No, I know that.
Why? Like, I don't get... Is there a market for
money.
The
opposite sex? Money, the Jordan.
Thing? No, but, like, there's a market for that? I didn't
yes.
know.
There's a market for everything.
It's like people who watch gay porn, Jordan.
Yeah, but it's free.
Or like, yeah, but then there's that
okay,
like,
then why do people who watch porn then buy OnlyFans if they could just watch
I
porn?
Don't understand that either.
I think it's the concept that
I think it's because of
they're used to seeing people that are famous on those websites. And then
yeah,
they
dig
a little bit into
for the
it.
Girls.
Yeah, it's individual. They're like, oh, like, I'm just going to throw my wallet at this person because either, A, I have a connection to them, or they're just horny dudes.
I think it's more like collective-based. I think it's more oh, go on, Jordan, you fuck.
Yeah, go ahead, Jordan.
No, you just said throw your wallet at them because you have a bond with the person. Is that why? Is that what you do? You throw your money
no,
at them
no,
because
no,
you have a connection
no.
to
Jesus.
People?
Hell no. I mean, hey, I'm supporting the like. I'm like, hey, like, get your bag, but nah.
Devers, are you?
I'm just saying,
are
Jordan,
you admitting
if you do
that
it
you
though,
pay for an OnlyFans.
I wait, no, I've never paid for one.
Wait, no, dude.
No, dude, I'm a simp. I don't pay
dude,
for that.
No, you can't expose me, bro.
I feel like a simp would pay for that.
I
okay,
mean,
anything go on?
Nah. Go on to what?
Jordan's like, wait a sec, I'm
you
throwing myself
something.
Under the bus.
Oh, I was saying it's more like a club, you know? It's
like
more like it's like the exclusivity of it. It's like yeah, you're paying I don't know, for more personal content and it makes you feel a little bit special.
Yeah.
Than watching
oh,
something
like
free
stuff,
that everyone
like...
watches. Like you have private exclusive content that is special
oh, like...
to you.
Ooh.
It's like Pokemon. You got to collect them all.
Interest peaked.
Oh no! Oh, don't say that don't to Jordan. It to Pokemon.
It's Jordan's gonna start
buy them all.
Throwing.
You have to buy every single one.
It's like finding the legendary Pokemon. What are you willing to pay?
I have a membership for all the top 10 creators on there.
Oh. Yikes.
Let's trade.
Jordan's gonna
no.
Jordan's gonna like screenshot and like put him in his own card sleeve binder.
Yeah. Of OnlyFans.
No,
accounts.
You can actually get sued for that.
Oh yeah.
There's really?
Been some cases of that.
Yeah, because they own the content. They're selling it. Like selling a membership for you to view it, not for you to have. It doesn't become yours. So you can't go
but how
and
do
share
they...
it to other people.
How do they do that? Like, do they market it, like, some sort of way? Like, do they put, like, a copyright on the photo?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, I mean, it's their body, right? So.
Like, I know if it's some if it's something like Visco, Visco, sometimes when you save photos from there, it puts their watermark.
I guess so.
But, yeah.
I feel like, I mean, unless you manipulate the photo, like, if you don't, it'd be hard to, like, distinguish, like, it's just a photo like everyone else's. It's open to public domain, right? Unless you copyright it or fucking...
So what are you trying to tell us, Nathan? You're going to break the system?
I mean, it seems like the system's already in place since you just told me that someone...
You're gonna leak
you can get sued for the stuff.
Lawyer Nathan coming in. Do you have a copyright
nothing,
for that photo?
I have nothing close to a lawyer. Dude, I think as one of our activities, we should just like take the bar exam and see how well we do.
Yo, what? Like no prior studying and just straight shoot?
Yeah, let's see how lawyer we are.
I think we should take an
let's
IQ
see how the
test
American
first
school
see
system
what
has helped
is.
Us out.
Ooh, that's a good one. What is, like, how do you, what is an IQ test? Like, what kind of questions are on there?
It depends on the test.
Never even taken one. I think I have a zero.
I have a zero IQ.
Because I haven't taken one.
I have taken a few
when I was
younger.
Do you guys know
it's
on, like, an IQ test? What is, what kind of questions? Like, what color is.
I'm trying to look up IQ test.
What color
what
is
color?
Orange.
Nathan.
And then it's like, oh, shit.
Nathan, you would fail, right,
guys?
I know.
There's a website called IQTest.com.
Oh, that's
it depends
trustworthy.
On the test. A lot of it's supposed to be like generic math and generic, excuse me, things like that.
Oh, so like the Common Core test. Mm-hmm. No?
What about the Common Core?
I think it's a little less Common Core.
So, lesser core?
Like 2000s core.
Hold on, guys, I'm taking my IQ test.
The year 2000.
How many questions is it? Oh, it's multi-page. Yeah, no, this is too much.
Deavers, just read some questions, bro.
Okay, fine, let me load it
I
back,
hope it's
though.
One of those tests where, like, the answers are upside down at the very bottom in small font.
Like on a kid's menu?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Here, one of the questions.
And, like you get a zero. Like you get a zero if like you get like one question wrong because all the answers were on the test. That's
you
the real IQ test.
The very first question on IQ test on IQtest.com is: the word mineral can be spelled using only the letters found in the word parliament.
That's not a question.
I know, it's not. It's a true or false. It's a true or false.
Oh, you should have
Wait,
said
what?
True or false. You just stopped.
There's no P in mineral.
No, but the letters that are in parliament.
The word, yeah, the letters in parliament can be used to spell the word mineral. Is
oh,
that
really?
True or false?
Oh, shit.
Nathan's like, fuck, let me write down the word parliament.
Parliament.
I think so.
Mineral. Yeah.
I'm not
I think
the smelling
so.
Guy, but I think so.
Yeah, I think so. How'd we
the
do?
The answer is true.
Yeah. Let's go, baby. It's not timed, right? They don't give you like a 5, 4,
yeah, no,
three.
It is timed.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like 15 minutes or something.
Oh, well, no, I would have said yes.
It's just however long it takes.
Oh, wait. The whole test or each question?
The whole test is timed.
Oh, then we would have passed that.
Until you finish it. Oh, Nathan just froze.
He did. He went.
Oh, did I? I said we would have passed that.
Face for a second.
Are you gonna read us another one?
No, let's move on.
I should ask my mom because I got an IQ test when I was like in first, second, or third grade. Like every.
Oh yes, let's use that.
That's a different year, bro.
Very curious. I got IQ tested.
Oh my god, you're gonna have to bleep that one.
Jesus fucking Christ.
No, that was majestic, Nathan. It's going to stay in.
I think it's funny about the Huntington Beach thing, too, because I think they have, like, close to the most cases in Orange County.
That's great. We love that for them.
Next to Newport Beach. I know Newport Beach had a lot of cases.
My stepdad today just went to San Diego today, and I was like, bruh, you're going to infect the whole house.
Oh my god, bro. Wait, what'd you say, Jordan? Sorry, I was watching some.
Oh, my stepdad just went to San Diego today. And I was like, bro, you're going to infect the whole house.
Why did he go to San Diego? Is he taking a vacation?
To look at, go car shopping.
To go. I mean, so hey, he just got that stimulus check. He's got that down payment ready.
Exactly.
It wasn't even for him, though. It was for his buddy.
For your mom?
No, for his friend.
He went car shopping for his friend?
Yeah, with his friend.
Wait, your parents have friends?
Wait, do your parents not have friends?
No.
Are you your parents' friend?
Yes.
Is that why you go to the movies with her all the time?
Are you trying to expose me right now? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I go to the movies with my mom.
I mean, you work at the theater. And you live right next
or
to
he
it.
Did.
I'm exposing your address.
You know, what's worse is I still go to the movies by myself because my mom doesn't want to go with me. So I think that's worse than going with
your
mom.
How embarrassing is that? Guys, what are your thoughts on Michael Bay?
He really exploded into the industry, made his mark.
That was a great that was a good one, Jordan.
Transformers movies.
Honestly, yeah, he didn't do a bad job writing. He didn't do a bad job writing like the first two Transformers, and then it kind of just went away.
What's the third one? Is that was that like the moon one or whatever?
I don't know, man. I lost track.
See, I know
the second one they go to Egypt, I think.
Yeah, Egypt is the second one.
The Fallen. That was the second one. Something about the Fallen.
Oh, the third one is Dark of the Moon.
And then the fifth one's The Last Night or whatever?
Wait, you just skipped the fourth one.
The fourth one is Age of Extinction.
Yeah, oh, so the dinosaur one.
The dinosaur one.
I didn't see that one. I don't know. I kind of lost interest after Megan Fox left. So I don't know if the first one is actually good.
Yeah,
or
but
he still
replaced her with another hot girl. So.
Yeah, but it was more like.
But I feel like it was super abrupt.
Wasn't it like father and daughter type deal, kind of?
Oh, for the T-Rex one, yeah. Yeah, they changed the whole cast.
And then yeah, John Cena weird. Was in the last one with Paul Rudd. Not Paul Rudd. Mark Wahlberg.
What?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
John Cena?
Wait, he was in the very last one? The last
John
night?
Cena yeah, was not John... in it.
No, he was
No, he
not.
Wasn't.
John Cena was. I thought he was the big cop guy.
What?
Like the security agent.
I'm verifying.
You're gonna have to look
right
that up because I don't remember John Cena. I think that was a different movie, Jordan. I think you're thinking of WrestleMania.
Mark Wahlberg.
Wait, no, that's in the newest Fast and Furious. He's a cop in the newest Fast and Furious that's supposed to come out.
Who was the cop guy in this?
Maybe Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
It was not the Rock.
Dude, Nathan, have you heard any rumors of the Rush Hour movie that's supposed to come out?
Dude, that was like last year, wasn't it? And then they just canceled it. I don't know.
Who knows?
I mean, it might come out. I'm sure it was in the works, and then this happened, and they're like, "Well, I don't know. I'm gonna wait."
Dude, I feel so bad for New Mutants. It was supposed to come out like 2 years ago. It kept getting pushed out.
Yeah.
And then it was supposed to come out this month. And then the coronavirus hit.
Dude, aren't they just going to put it in
they're
cursed.
They are streaming? Literally cursed.
I mean, it is
they, might have to they might just have to say fuck it and just like we're done trying to give it a theatrical release.
Yeah.
I heard the final cut isn't as expected from the people acting in it.
Isn't as expected?
Well, it's like in a bad way. Like it's like a bad movie. I don't know.
Like all the reshoots and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. Particularly from the that girl who was in Split. She's in the New Mutants.
Oh, from Split. Oh,
Split was good.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah. She's a cutie.
So I'm looking at the cast right now. What was that, Nathan?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. Jordan, what are you looking at?
Oh, IMAX cards.
Oh, I have a shit ton of those.
I have a whole box of stuff from the movie theater. I have part of the floor somewhere.
You have part of the floor?
Dude, what the fuck?
I hope you kept the carpet.
I kept what?
You should keep a piece of the carpet before they replace it.
I should. Yeah, that's a good idea. But I installed hardwood floor, so I kept
the
piece.
Oh, have you guys been to the Spectrum before the COVID happened?
No.
Oh,
yeah, I did.
My God, dude.
What?
It is like they have so many panel TVs like in the lobby.
Oh, I've seen it from the outside.
To have the ads. Yeah. It's like once you walk in, it's like a wall. Like, it envelops.
Yeah.
And it's just a wall of TVs.
I have to say, I did see that because me and D-Bears went to the alley. And it was like that when we went to go get Boba. But, yeah, it looked cool. I just haven't seen a movie there in a long-ass time.
The new seats are whack.
They're not good?
Are they, like, not comfortable?
Not really. Like, and, like, the theater is, like, before it was, like, you know, a level plane, it's like this. It's like...
Oh.
Well, that's why I don't like their IMAX theater, because their IMAX theater is like that.
Oh, yeah, it's, like, super tall.
And if you get there late, it's like, oh, sorry, you're, like, bumping into everybody because it's so tight.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Super tight. Mm-hmm. I like tight,
super
though.
Super wet.
Why would the theater be wet?
Because it's 4D. It's 4D.
Because it's 4D.
I want to go see
water
a movie
guns.
In 4D.
I want to watch a movie. I want to watch a movie in like a low budget 4D theater, and they have like people in black suits, and like when you're in a water scene, they have like a water gun and they like shoot at you,
like a super soaker,
or like maybe someone jumps.
You
out.
Hear the pumping.
Someone jumps out of like a window, and then like they blow on your face to make wind.
So they blow directly
like
into your ears.
People are the sides of the box.
For every person who's watching a movie in there, there's someone hired to be your 4D experience.
And then at the end of the movie, you get to meet them.
<They're>
Take
actually,
a photo with your sound guy.
They're actually
the actors from the
movie.
Yeah.
That's That's such a good idea. I'm gonna make that happen. That's my billionaire idea. No one take it. Or if you take it, at least let me make it with you.
This one lady at my work, she came up to me one day and was like, "You know that old rundown theater in Laguna? Yeah, you, specifically you, should renovate it and charge people to have a tour and a movie." And I was like, that's a good idea. It's a
big uptake.
But right why there. Should I do it?
I like
I
how she
it?
Emphasized you.
Yeah, she did. And I was like, why?
She wants to.
Because you're just the Laguna. You're the face of a Laguna kid, bro. You are just the Laguna mascot.
I hate to change the subject, but the other night, sleepless as I was, this like story that like this experience.
Yeah, this
that
TikTok.
I remember. No, it wasn't a TikTok. Surprisingly, I know, right? this was a couple years back. It came into my head like as I was scrolling through my phone, not on TikTok.
Mm.
So I was at a party.
Vine.
I'll never forget this story. Yeah, Vine. I was having wet dreams to Vine. So we're at this party and my coworker comes with me. She's super drunk.
Is she the hot one?
I was working at this is a different job, Jordan. This is years ago, dude. Jesus.
Well, yeah, they were talking about your dream.
What? No. You were connecting God, terrible
I've had,
dots,
I've
my
had
guy.
One too many beers for this story.
So we're, so anyways, like we're at this party and she gets super wasted, and I have to keep an eye on her because I was the DD. And fast forward a couple hours,
is this the cocaine
like,
story?
She passes out. Huh?
Is this the cocaine story? Oh, sorry, just go.
No,
on.
No, no. Wait, what's? Yeah, let's say. So she passes out. After drinking, and I'm like taking care of her, giving her water and shit. In the middle of the night, it's like 6 a.m. now because I couldn't sleep, and I was trying to get like a family member of hers to come pick her up so I could go home myself. She gets up, she goes to the kitchen. I'm like, okay, maybe she's just gonna go wash her hands or something. This girl drops her shorts, thinking it's the restroom,
and pisses all over you,
and pisses all over the no, not me, but the floor. I'm
Nathan
not R. Kelly.
D Bears are just underneath. Like, what are you doing, friend?
What are you doing, buddy? No,
D Bears is simping and he's like, why aren't you pissing on me?
I can show you where the bathroom
That's
is.
Disgusting.
No, but she's just pissing. Mind you, everyone else is also awake because none of us really fell asleep.
Wait, where are you guys again? In a bedroom?
We're at a friend's house.
Yeah, but like, what room is she pissing in?
This is the living room. We're all downstairs in like a living room.
And she pulls down the pants in front of all of you and pisses?
No. She goes to, so living room where we're all in. She goes to the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Where I thought she was gonna go
That's
wash her hands.
I asked.
So I said she was in the kitchen.
I don't think you specified.
So then she goes in there, and she's just straight up pissing. And we're all mouthing across the room to each other in the living room going, what is going on? Is this real?
Was she sitting on the sink? What did she think was the toilet?
No. No, the floor. Just pop squatted the floor.
Oh, so she didn't even try to get to the bathroom?
No. She thought it was the bathroom because I got up to her after, you know, she did her thing.
Did she just pee on the floor in her own house? Like, how did she think it was?
This wasn't her house.
I'm just saying, you don't just piss on the floor.
So then I go up to her, I'm like, hey, like, are you okay? And she's like, you just, I tell her, you straight up pissed on the kitchen floor. She goes, oh, drunkenly, she just tells me, I thought it was the restroom.
Sounds like an excuse to me. She didn't want
to
walk.
I don't know why that like that event came back
to
my head.
Me.
But yeah.
Was she attractive?
Not really.
Oh.
Can you imagine being so drunk that you just lose all coherency in rooms? Like, in just like. Oh, yes. the refrigerator. I have one just like it in my bathroom.
I mean, there is
she
a
didn't,
sink in
wait,
the
she probably
usually.
Didn't even see it. Yeah, she probably just looked at the kitchen sink and was like, oh, I've made it.
There's a sink.
She's like, oh, okay, I'm home.
She's like, no, I'm going to do it on the floor. Super, as long as it's the bathroom, it's okay. I mean, hey, at least it's tile, right? It's easier to clean up.
Exactly.
But she didn't clean it, I guarantee.
She was a good sport.
No, she definitely didn't clean it. Me and a couple other friends had to.
Yeah, see, I yacked at a party in the kitchen all over everything, and I cleaned it up. I
wow,
felt so
what a
bad.
Gentleman.
Dude, imagine being so drunk that you throw up and cleaned it up after.
No, I wasn't drunk.
Imagine being drunk enough to throw up, but not drunk enough to not clean.
My stomach
oh, dude,
didn't like
the
corona. If I threw
up, I wouldn't be cleaning it.
Dude, I wasn't even one beer in. I just chugged a Corona, and it didn't settle well, and it made me throw up.
My
it's
girlfriend
you were drinking
would be
a Corona.
Cleaning my throw up.
She'd be like, babe, what are you doing?
I'll be like, babe, be I'm like, throwing is... up.
Nathan's dating PewDiePie?
Yeah, and I'm PewDiePie.
So she's Marzia? Why are you having a hanger above your crotch?
I'm just holding it, like, in my hands.
Why?
I don't know. I had it hanging on my dresser.
Do you guys both have ADD
and
or something?
I'm fidgeting with it.
Well, when we usually record...
I don't know,
like,
Nathan. You're fucking fidgeting with your neck beard.
Actually, it's
usually
my...
Usually when we
just
record,
my beard,
we play footsies
my chin
with
beard.
Each other. I'm missing that.
You're missing what?
Yeah, where'd you lose it?
Normally we play footsies together, you know? But since we're not recording in person, we can't do that.
Jordan's playing with his feet together, thinking one's Nathan. He's like, just to feel something.
He's like psyching himself out. He's like, stop it.
Hey, Nathan.
Hey. What?
Where are we at?
We're on Earth, circling the sun.
I hate you.
Nathan, is that a body pillow on your bed?
Hell yeah, cheetah print and all.
No wonder Nathan said 20 minutes to record when I messaged. He wanted to take the waifu pillow out and swap the case.
Yeah, you don't see the hole that I've made inside of it?
Oh.
It's not for what you think. That's where he hides his drugs.
Yeah, it's
where thank
he hides
you,
his,
Jordan.
His
thank
jewel.
You. I get a lot of visits from the police. And for some reason, they always want to come in, so I have to hide them in my cheetah pillow.
Yeah.
So by making it oblivious, by you fucking your pillow, they won't look.
They don't even
the
bother
officer
to
would look at it.
They don't bother to touch it.
They're like, Ramirez, don't touch it. You know what he's done to it.
He just has a
honestly,
black line above it.
Honestly, you just like, put oh. some you just put some lotion residue over it and you're good to go.
That's disgusting.
I don't like that.
Jordan, we all know you have one too.
A what?
Something you play with.
That's okay. We're going with playing with stuff. It's not me or you.
Yeah, Jordan has swords in the back.
I do have swords. That's not even all my collection.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's not even all my collection.
I'm not even at full power. He like tweaks his sunglasses.
This
his
isn't
glasses.
Even maximum overdrive.
That's a different kind of sword.
Yeah, it's apparently a full-length Costco sausage.
The choke sword.
Well, at Costco, it looked very unique, so I thought I would take a photo for you guys.
Yeah, and you wanted to send it to us.
Well, I almost sent it to the other group chat, and then I was like, oh, I should not do that. There's girls in there.
Oh, General Grievous.
Oh, well, hello there.
Why are you eating it?
It's just in my hand.
Oh, you're just fidgeting.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, ooh, I'm such a ditz. Oh my god, dude. Should we all get our fidget spinners out?
Yeah, get them out, guys.
This I think year, I still have
Louis Vuitton,
one.
Off-white collaboration with the fidget spinner community.
This one's a SpongeBob collab with his blood, his yellow blood, and then the red is Supreme.
I don't have a fidget spinner, but I have a Busy Being Amazing bracelet from Canes.
Honestly, if it's not an I Love Boobies bracelet, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, dude, get out of this fucking
podcast.
Did any
of you guys actually wear those? Because I had like three on my wrist.
No, they were too expensive when I was younger.
Yeah, I had a white and black one.
I had a black and pink one, and I had a white and black one. Yeah, those
were
the days.
Were rich, rich.
Did you shower with them off, or did you have to take them all off before your shower?
Dude, you don't take off
I only wore one. I didn't like that much boobies.
Oh, I had like maybe 10 of them.
Jordan had to make sure girls knew he liked boobies.
And how's that?
No, I had one for each wrist, and then I had a whole bunch of different ones.
Jesus.
Jordan had to let know that he likes six of the boobies.
Oh my god.
I don't discriminate. If you have three, more than many.
More than many. More than many. Hey, that's a new thing. More than many.
Yeah, let's make that into a thing.
We just did, buddy.
Guys, I want to build a PC.
You want to build a what? A bear?
A PC. Yes, a bear. I want to build a bear.
But you're already the bear.
Jesus Christ.
We don't
honestly
really
yeah
bears.
I want to build a PC.
I was looking at components and I was building a desktop out. My basically at full build without the case, it was close to 900.
Really? That's not even that bad, dude. I can spend my stimulus
I went
check
with
on
a...
that.
I went with a instead of an Intel core, I used a Ryzen.
Oh, which one?
So it kind of cut the cost. A Ryzen. AMD.
Ooh, AMD, you say?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah.
But isn't Intel better?
In some aspects, yeah. But if I'm using it mainly for, like, playing games and editing, it's comparable. Intel's just more expensive, so I don't want to drop the money on it.
Did you see how much it was worth with the Intel core?
Close to 1,000, because the difference was about 100.
Oh, dude. You can stimulus check easy, bro.
You're right. I can just use Daddy Trump's money.
Yeah, dude, $100 more? Come on, man. It's not even that bad.
You're right, dude. I gotta get it. I got all the RGB lights for it, dude. It's gonna be sick. I even got these headphones. I'll send it to y'all.
You already got the keyboard.
That's true.
And you got the headphones.
Oh, no. I wouldn't be using these headphones I'm using right now. I'd use these. I'll drop it in chat.
I'd use these.
This is for optimal gaming right here.
I wish I could use my keyboard. I just need to get an adapter.
For your Xbox?
Well, I was using this for my Xbox when we played Minecraft.
Oh, but... the Razer Kraken Kitty headset. A classic.
Yeah, it's a classic amongst the gaming community. You're not
gonna, Are you going to Twitch stream too?
I love the kitty ears.
I don't know. Streaming is kind of a lot of work.
You
kind of
have to stream with the kitty ears. That's what they're made for.
I know. Dude, they have RGB.
Yeah, with the kitty ears, you increase your donations by 10%.
Oh, man. But yeah, Jordan, why don't you just get a Bluetooth keyboard? Or just get the adapter. You can order one off Amazon.
I like the keyboard. It has the number pad and everything.
I've had to get used to not having a number pad, but I have my other keyboard on deck.
I'm just so used to it because at my job it has one, and it's so nice.
You play games at your job?
No, but like entering numbers, there's a lot of entering numbers on the computer, so it's just nice to.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you enter numbers? And that's my favorite. That's my favorite kind of keyboard.
Yeah, what kind of switch is that? It's not mechanical.
Yeah, D-Bear sounds like.
Not even.
What?
Jordan doesn't know what a mechanical keyboard sounds like.
I do. It's like. No, not like that. That's Donald Duck.
Dude, they killed ducks?
Each tap is another duck they kill.
Here, Nathan, I'll send you the website I use to build mine.
Is it buildyourpc.com?
No, it's pcpartpicker.com.
PCP picker?
I don't know if I could build one, though.
PC part picker.
There's a lot of soldering and stuff.
There's a lot of P's in that. There's not.
You'd be surprised, Jordan. There's not that much soldering anymore.
There isn't?
Yeah, a majority of it from all the builds I watch on YouTube, they're just kind of plug and play.
Wait, but it's not. You like have to actually build it?
Oh, yeah, I would build it.
Can I hire
Nathan's
one
like,
of...
I'm just going to pay somebody.
Can I hire one of you guys to pay... Or to not to pay it, to build it?
To pay for it?
Actually, yeah.
That's how it works.
If you guys want to pay and build mine, then yeah, go for it.
No. Oh, wait, guys, I found an even better headset to use.
I thought you were my friends.
Bro, you're already getting something in November, so chill.
Dude, we're not getting a fucking...
A PC?
Beats by Dre headset.
Oh, please, God, no. I don't... No. Those are
wait, look at the chat.
Not needed.
I found a better headset.
I already have AirPods Pros.
Jesus.
Dude, I'm honestly
is that
about
a diva?
Yeah. It was the other suggested one right next to that Razer one I sent.
Dude, that'll increase your donations by 50%.
God, it looks so fucking cool.
I kind of want a Johnny Sins headset.
Oh. Honestly, I would deck my gear out and just Pornhub sponsored stuff.
Yeah, I want his bald head as like the...
As the band?
Is that what we're doing for Halloween this year?
I want the band to be made out of his flesh.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
What are we doing for Halloween?
I love Johnny Sims just as much as the next guy.
We're dressing
we're staying
like
indoors.
Sims?
I mean, Sims? It's Sims, Jordan, you fucking swine. How dare you disrespect our god like that?
Jordan, you would be the only one who would actually look like him.
Look, I would look like my father. I would not look like
my father.
Dude, how weird would it be? Oh my god, dude. I can't imagine meeting an older Jordan.
A few of my other friends have.
And how'd that go?
My dad literally had a cigarette lit and got into my friend's BMW.
Jesus.
And your friend was just like, okay, I guess you can smoke that in here.
My dad put it out right away, but it was definitely lit. I was like,
yeah, I think it was definitely lit, the cigarette.
Good time.
On dude, that note,
speaking of parental figures, does it ever weird you out when like kids smoke with their parents?
Yeah, it was definitely weird every time I would see it.
Like it feels normal because it's a good relationship by the looks of it, but fundamentally, I am just like weirded out.
Yeah, I was at a party.
I think the parents are trying to be cool.
Yeah, I was at a party once, and like we were all in the backyard. There was drinks and weed and stuff, and the dad comes out like collecting the beer bottles that are empty for recycle, and he comes out and he's like, "Oh, let me rip that," and he just like rips it with his kids and his friends, and it's just like. This This is it's. Super I'm in danger. Weird.
Like it just throws me off.
I'm
yeah.
In
it's
danger.
Like it's like I'm not feeling the vibes.
Come pick me up. I'm scared. Jordan, stop texting.
Jordan, stop texting your. Stop simping Ariel. To your girl.
My Ariel.
Who's Ariel.
Ew. What's what that? Is that? Is that your ear? Is that an ear part?
Yeah, what is it?
Areola?
Oh, is yeah. that your nipple? Your nipple hole?
I believe it's the nipple.
Is it?
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it's the nipple.
Can you confirm, Jordan?
Is it the Is it the orifice of the nipple?
I think it's
the orifice.
The nipple. Like that. Like,
why are you showing it to us?
You asked.
Here, this is a penis. Here, let me show you guys. This is.
This
Jordan
is
has
a
to
penis?
Step back from his camera.
D-Bears, what are we at right now?
Jordan, you been... Dude, we're at home.
Oh, we're making some good time. We can close it out in about like 5 minutes.
It wouldn't be an episode if Nathan didn't.
I know, it really wouldn't be. If Nathan's like, guys, we got to close it before an hour.
Yeah, dude, it's just unattractive to see the multiple digits.
I know, it's a turnoff.
Thank you, Jordan, thank you.
Nathan's trying to get that algorithm.
When I go on dates, if they say they want to hang out for more than an hour, oof.
Man, this is why you're still single.
Jordan's like, that's too much time. That's hard to live up to.
Jordan's like, I could spend the rest of my time with the boys, though.
Jordan's like, that means more time of talking.
I'm in danger.
I only need, like, 1 minute.
Jordan just wants to know if they collect Pokemon cards, and if they don't, relationship's over.
Jordan, would you actually think it's a plus if you met a girl who collects Pokemon cards?
Yes. Same hobbies.
Are you sure that's not going to be a dying hobby that you're just having because we're in quarantine?
I started way before.
Yeah, I feel like it's a hard hobby to have during quarantine.
It's great.
Oh, Jordan's dusting off his
oh, it's a zipper binder.
Yeah, you gotta protect it.
Mine's just a regular old binder.
Dude, look
oh,
at
you're
look
not
at this,
well equipped.
Look at this Venusaur, bro.
I'm not well equipped.
You're not strapped up, dog.
Yeah, I have to make sure they're safe, so I zip them up.
Dude, I haven't put this fidget spinner down since you talked about it.
Seems like you're dog. The one fidgeting. Other than
I
that.
Know.
Fidgeting.
It's crazy.
We've been recording for almost an hour, and you haven't finished that Coke can.
Bro, I have to savor it. My parents are giving me a hard time if I drink all the Coke.
Or you could just not.
Yeah, or you could just not kill your body.
Bro, you guys are drinking alcohol. That's poison.
Who's we? I'm literally not drinking.
Oh, no.
You think I put alcohol in the 64 ounce?
Yes. Yes, you do. And that's why you go to the gym with it.
I think one alcoholic beverage is better than battery acid.
I don't know. Battery acid has some nutrition. It keeps me charged.
It has electrolytes.
It has a good source of calcium.
I mean, hey, if it runs my car, it should be able to run me.
Have you guys ever wanted to supercharge your nipples?
No.
Supercharge my what?
No, I have not.
Wait, what are we supercharging? You cut out.
You'll hear it in the audition.
No, because then I won't be able to answer the question.
You'll hear. You can answer it
what
in the audition.
What did you think he said?
I don't know. That's knowing Nathan, that's a lot of possible endings.
Yeah, I was thinking of the Allura. The Allura? Ahura?
Oh my god, I hate this guy.
Oh no. No, 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 no.
Oh no, 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 no.
Oh God, I think it's time. I think it's
dude, it's, I think we're all going mad with this shit.
It's time.
What the fuck?
You guys don't watch UFC?
No.
No. Sports aren't really all too interesting to me.
Bruce Buffer? It's time. I'm gonna do that every beginning of every episode now.
Oh, thanks, Jordan. Good cut.
Editor's notes.
I like how you didn't have to write that or type that if you didn't say it. Like, you knew you could have not said it, but you said it.
Was it not relevant to the topic?
No.
No, not. It was not at all. You could have corrected me with the actual word.
Hey, you're cutting out. That's what I thought.
But instead... cocked us.
All right, we're gonna call it a night, guys. Since D Bears is playing contest of losers,
I'm not playing contest of
what was that
at all. I was like thinking of the word. I was like, wait, champions? Yeah, I'm not playing that right now.
Well, that's which not one are you playing
on my keyboard? Huh?
Oh my god! I think D Bears is the one that's lagging.
I'm just playing with my keyboard, yo.
Dude, that's a weird thing to play with. I hope you have lube.
Dude, look at us, hella pretty colors, dude.
Does it get you off?
All the time.
Alright, guys, well, this is the end for now. We're gonna get on Overwatch. But we will make an episode tomorrow.
What? We're not making another episode tomorrow.
Why not?
Okay, fine. We'll do what you say, sir.
All hail Nathan. We must record tomorrow.
Oh, this is nice. This is what I deserve.
Oh, no. He's becoming an incel.
What?
Becoming?
What?
What? out of all the people talking.
Oh, says the guy. Okay.
Ooh,
okay.
Actually, yes.
Jordan ended.
It does say the guy. I am a guy. Thank you. Says the guy.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for watching or listening or whatever the hell you are doing.
No, we were watching. They are listening.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Official Tea Podcast. If you would like for us to record us talking and uploading it to YouTube, let us know. See you later, teabaggers.
Guten Tag, goodbye.